Okay, good morning. We're saying we're not daf kuf chet. Okay, so we're just at the bottom of Amud Bet of Kuf Zayin. We've got this brighter with the Shishan and Davar Kenegbi. So we're trying to work out what were the six boxes for. We had 13 boxes. Seven of them were the shofar were specifically dedicated for Motarot. And then we had six, and we got a couple of reasons here. We saw the siman. There's a problem with the siman here. The first one was Chizkiah that said in order that the Kohani wouldn't fight. Rabbi Yochanan said because the Nadavas were so many that they had lots of shofarot, so that the money wouldn't get ruined. Zairi said it was negative par of Egil Alva Keves Glivasir. And according to Rebbe, that Rebbe's problem was that if you made a neder for a big one, you could bring a small one, and vice versa. A small one, you could bring a big one. So therefore, you have to have six boxes for all the different types of animals, the big one and the small one. And now we're up to Bar Pada, the fourth reason that Bar Pada is giving of why they had six boxes. The last line of Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. Bar Pada Amar Keneged Haparim Vahelim Vahakvasim Vahasirim. Okay, Vahamotarot Vahama'a. Right, Vahakvasim Vahasirim Vahamotarot Vahama'a. So Bar Pada is like this. You've got the Parim and the Elim, the Kvasim and the Seirim. And what are in the mass? He's got six boxes over here. The first four, right, are very similar to what we saw with Zairi. Right, you've got the par and the ayil. No, so he's got the four different animals over here. Right, par, ayil, keves, and sair. Right, so the different four different animals. He's got another box for motarot, and another box for ma'a. Let's just look quickly at the motarot. We've seen all the animals are basically all the different types of korbanot. But the motarot, he's got Rashi there on the motarot. Skip down all those Rashi to motarot. Kegon mishe makriv echad mikol elu vishma ot l'shaim kach. Vehuzlu behemov v'nitodru hamaot otena shofar chamish. We saw it before. If you dedicated money and now the animal that you're going to buy is suddenly the value, it was cheapened on the market and you've got change left over. So that change you put into this box. And then ma'a, what's ma'a? Ma'a is a kolabon. Remember we've seen this before as well. On Adar, you've got to bring a machzita shekel. Now, if two people want to bring a machzita shekel together, they bring one shekel. Okay, so the one shekel, there's a charge to the gizbarut, the hegdesh charge you money for basically having to split that shekel into two. That's called a kolabon. Right, look at Rashi, kolabon, shekol yachid mevi machzita shekel b'hachra b'adar. If they gave between them, two people, one shekel shalem, the small amount of money. The whole of the reasons why we saw this, what this kolabon was for, whether it was like a charge, whether it was a cost of the they now have to go the hegdesh and maybe change the money. Whatever the reason was, that kolabon, that extra bit of money that the guy would bring, we're going to a six box. So now the Gemara says, okay, so we've got four explanations so far of what these six boxes were for. The Gemara says like this. Kulu k'chizkeh lo amri. The three last people never said k'chizkeh. Why? La'antzue lo chashan. They aren't worried about the Kohanim arguing with each other. De kol chad v'chad yom ha'kavid. Because there was work every day. In other words, what was going on over here? Every single day, the Kohanim were busy in the Beit HaMikdash, right? And look at Rashi there. Kol chad v'chad yom avid. Im ba'u lo korbanot harbe, shlo tzrich l'shofar. En li tol klum ba'orot sheniknu min ha'ma'ot sheniknu ba'shofar. Right? If there was plenty of korbanot going on, so then they wouldn't bring from that box. Rabbi Nogra Ben Gershom at the here. Rabbi Gershom says it over here. About 20 lines or 25 lines into the beginning of Rana Gershom, says that the Chochad v'chad beit av yomei ka'avid, they each had their own day, ha-motarot she-yizdamnu lo b'yomo notnan b'shofar, bo b'yom makrivin v'enu m'sharin ad le'erev, k'remina chazaka, she'ein ha-kohanim itatzlin ad she-yichlu kol ha-maot she-b'shofar. They never had such a problem, because even, says Rana Gershom, even if the Mizbeach was full, the Kohanim were very diligent and they were zrizim. How do you say that in English? They were
eager,
thank you. And they worked hard and they made sure that they did everything. And anything was left over in the box for that day, they did. So any leather that was going to come to them, they'd make sure that that korban would be done. There wouldn't be a situation where they'd leave things over till the next day. So basically, we never had to worry about Kohanim arguing and saying, ah, today we never did any of those extra korbanot, and they're all tomorrow, and they never got. Every day, Kohanim made sure to finish the box. So every day, it came day by day. That's why Noam is choshesh to Chizkiah. Rabbi Yochanan lo Amri, now the other three, who never held like Rabbi Yochanan, why? Li pushe lo chashu, they weren't worried about the money being ruined like Rabbi Yochanan. Kaziri lo Amri, right? Remember, Ziri was the one that said we brought all those different, the big ones and the small ones. He was worried about Rebbe, right? Lo Amri, ki yechide lo mikmi. Why? Because you only got like dat yachid. Rebbe's a dat yachid. Remember, lo chashin laha de Rebbe, says Rashi. Amar katan vivigal lo yatza. Rebbe was the one that caused us that whole problem, so to speak. Because Rebbe's concern was that if you made a neder to bring a small animal and you brought a big one, you aren't yotze. Even though the big one includes a small one, you still aren't yotze. We aren't choshesh to a dat yachid. Kabar pada nami lo amre. So the words of what now kabar pada. Also, there's like a question here. All right, what kabar pada nami lo amre? We aren't worried about this last opinion. Everyone's got their own issue. Mutarot kura mutarot. It says mutarot, they're all mutarot. Ma'anami l'shkavin azle, because he added, yeah, remember, Bar Pada added that we had to have mutarot, a box for mutarot, and a box for ma'a. So it says they're all mutarot, right? And these ma'a don't have to go into their own box. They go into the shkalin. There's a box for the shkalin in one of the other seven. Hadetanya lehechan kalabon zeholech. The brighter, straight out says, where does kalabon go? L'shkalim, do you remember? Remember, says go to the shkalim, and Rabbi Elezer omer l'nedava. So whatever the case is, it goes into another box. Look at Rashi here, l'shkalim, l'trumot ha'lishka, im shar ha'shkalim, and order nadav l'shofarot, to the other seven shofarot. So we don't have to have a special box over here for this kolabon. So basically we've explained why nobody really holds like the other four. Each one's with their own opinion. Now the Gemara brings a fifth opinion. Why we have these six boxes. Shmuel amar keneged motar chatat. Umotar Asham, so the one is Motar Chatat, the one is Motar Asham, the one is Motar Asham Nazir, special Asham for Nazir, the fourth one for Motar Asham Metzora, for a leper, Motar Minchat Chote is the fifth one, Umotar Asir Taifash of Kohen Gadol. So he says, you know what? They're actually different. They got that. Look at Rashi quickly. Kenege motar chatat, motar asham azim, motar asham ator v'chule. Look at Rashi around at the bottom there. Says shefrish maot lechad mikol elu. Each one got separate. He dedicated to one of these korbanot. V'nitotru, and again the value it got cheaper, and therefore there's change left over. Notna neshofarot. Now why do we need separate shofarot for all of those? V'asham stam. If he just said an asham, so that's asham gezelot, right? And now. Vasham stam haynu hasham ter na umeilot lo me'arev motar didei b'harechatat. If you got a meila, an hasham of meila, so they don't get mixed up. That vasham naziru metzora for a nazirat and for a leper lo me'arev b'hadei hasham stam. You can't mix it up with the stam and hasham. To zeh, why? Because they're each different. The one is ben shnei shanim. The one is an animal which is 2 years old. Va'ayo ben shana. The one is a 1 year old animal. So you can't put them into one big box. The hasham naziru and the hasham metzora. Vasham Metzora, because they're different. No, but they come from different animals. You're going to buy an animal with. Exactly. Right. Rabbi Hasham Metzora, Lomi Arab Bahadi Hasham Nazir. Why? The Hasham Nazir, Baal Hachshiron and the Zirotara. What's the Hasham Nazir for? To Machshir. Right? It's got nothing to do with Kapara. Remember, the Hasham Nazir is a special, it's an enabling korban. It's not for Kapara. Ve'enot nin midamola bohonot. You don't put the blood in the stars. Ve'enot nin midnesachim, it's done nesachim. Vasham Metzora, on the other hand, not nimida molebon, you put the blood on its thumbs, v'te'un nesachim, it's got to have nesachim, u'ba'al ha'tiro, and it's b'machane, it's la'az come back to the machane. So each one has its own function, says Shmuel. We could argue up and down. Machava, let's, right? Rabbi Oishia Amar, Rabbi Oishia's got a sixth reason why we got those boxes. Amar keneged motar chatat. So he's very similar to Shmuel, right? He said, motar chatat, motar asham nazir, motar asham Metzora. Those four are the same, right? Then Shmuel had Motar Minchat Chote was the fifth one. Rab Oishia's Motar Minchat Chote is the sixth one. And he adds, instead of the Asiri Taifa of the Kohen Gadol, he has a Motar Kinin. See that? Mm-hmm. It's basically different. He has the Motar from the birds, from Motar Kinin. Right, just look quickly here at the Botam in Chathote, in the very first wide lines there of Rashi. Hold on. Did we get up to there? Right, Hoyo v'ikri chatat, the motar or the min chat chote, right, that's a regular chatat. It's called chatat. Azil motaran davat tzibur, go to the tzibur. Because, right, dahach yaminu masechet tmura, what do we learn? Zed midrash darash yohoyada koe, what did he say? Kol haba mi motar chatat, motar asham, anything that was left over from the chatat or the asham, yilakach bahim olot habasar lashem v'orot lakohanim. So there's a klal, he says. If it's a chatat on Asham, so the meat goes to Hashem, to the Mizbeach, and the leather to the Kohanim. Aba motar ma ot shar menachot. If it's others, lo azle l'nidivat tzibur. Doesn't go to the tzibur. Elo hu yosif mishelo mevi mincha acheret. The person himself. If it's any other menachot, doesn't put it into the coffers of the korban, of the baramidus for tzibur. It's a private korban, he himself adds in money and he brings a new korban. So we learn over here, klal, that only minchat chatat in asham goes to the tzibur. Okay? That's what's important over here. Right, that's what's important over here. So we're going to see now, the question now, this machlok between Rabbi Oshia and Shmuel, with regards to the Kohen Gadol, right, that Asir Taifa really boils down to this. Is it a chatat or not? If it's a chatat, so it goes to the korban tzibur, you with me? Okay. And then it goes to the boxes, and the kohen can use it. If it isn't a chatat, then it can't be used for the korban tzibur. Okay, it's just an idea I just thought about now, but let's just see if it actually makes sense. Look at umotar asri taifa. So here comes the Rashi now of the Kohen Gadol. That was in Shmuel's version, the fourth line now of Rashi of the wide lines. Umotar asri taifa shel Kohen Gadol shemakri b'chol yom, that he brings every single day. If he brought, he said, remember the Kohen brings it from his own money. Remember that he brings it from home. Right? So he allocated money, right, shel hayom, uvenito dru, and suddenly he realized he can buy less, he can buy more for less. Shuv ein yachol letzarfan deshei machar. He can't say, okay, well, I'll leave this over for tomorrow. Right? Ele tipol lenidvat tzibur. It goes into the coffers of the tzibur. This is Shmuel. Why? Shegam hi nikrait chatat. See that? It's called a chatat. Beperik ve'elu megalchin b'moed katat. Because it says there, Yakriv Chatato. What is Chatato? His Chatat. Zu Asri Taifa Shel Kohen Gadol. So that we can understand now why Shmuel says that a motar of a Kohen Gadol's Asri Taifa goes into the Tzibur. Because it's called the Chatat. Right? Now let's look over here at Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia takes out a Kohen Gadol and puts in motar kinin. Look at Rashi there, motar kinin. Hamafrish ma'ot lekeno. So if he set aside money to buy his birds, right? Now the Mishra Shas adds in there. Venit ozlu hakinin, venit dru hamaot. Okay, we know that. It became cheap and suddenly money's left over, right? So he says over there that box he sticks in over there. Okay, so we see now, got a bit of machlok between Shmuel and Rabbi Oshia. So the Gemara says as follows. Shmuel, my time, learn like Rabbi Oshia. Why doesn't Shmuel learn kinin like Rabbi Oshia? Right, so he says, kinin tanle reisha. He says, the kinin, look at Rashi there, b'shiv'a shofarot kamai, in the first seven boxes, which were already allocated, chashiv'cha dishmei kinin, one of them was called kinin. There's already a box for kinin. So I don't need another box in the six other boxes for kinin, the shofarot. In the first seven shofarot, one of them was called kinin. Right, that's Shmuel's answer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Oshia tani, and so about Rabbi Oshia now, he also knew about that. Tani velo tani kinin. Look at the Haggadah Bach puts in there bitmiya. It's a question. What Rabbi Oshia, right? Tani tane velo tane kinin. See that Haggadah Bach there? Aleph? Tani kinin nira ba'enai says there bitmiya. See that Haggadah Bach there?
Yeah.
Aleph, right? Bitmiya. It says it to be a question, right? Look at the Rashi there while we're on the bottom there. Tani Leber Eisha B'Shiva Shofar Kamai. Rabbi Oshia Tani B'Matnitin Shlosh Esrei Shofarot V'lo Tane Kinin B'Kamai. Okay, that seems to be over there. But now the Gemara answers. So what's Rabbi Oshia? It's not Rabbi Oshia Tani V'lo Tane Kinin V'Hat Rabbi Oshia V'Tani Kinin. But Rabbi Oshia did learn Kinin. It says Chad LeKinin V'Chad LeMotar Kinin. It says they're two different things. It seems to be one box would be just to buy kinin, if the guys wanted to bring money for the mizbeach, for the baramich, to buy kinin. The one was motar kinyan. He makes the distinction between the two. The one is change from my own kinyan, and the one is to dedicate money for kinyan. Okay, that's how he answers it. Right? Look at Rashi. Echad lekinyan. Mechusar kapara mevi ma'ot lekino. V'noten b'shofar v'ochel b'kochim la'erev. So that's a guy, Mechusar kapar himself. He brings money, puts it into the kino. Kedekai melan ein beitin shel kohanim omdim misham ad sheichlu kol ha'mat shobato shofar b'lo chashir shem alo yikrevu. Chov ein ba'al b'chata, etc. Right? And the other one is for the motar kinyan. Honestly, I'm 100% sure how that would work. So that is Rabbi Oshia. So now the question is now the question comes to Rabbi Oshia. Now I understand why Shmuel didn't learn Rabbi Oshia, and we understand why Rabbi Oshia did learn too. But Rabbi Oshia, my time alone, I'm like Shmuel. Why did Rabbi Oshia not learn Shmuel? Why did he leave out the Kohen Gadol? Why did he take out the Kohen Gadol and stick in Kinyan? That's the question, right? Rabbi Oshia, my time alone, I'm like Shmuel. Savala, command Amar, Motar, Shlasutai Fashel, Kohen Gadol, Yirakev. Right? He was of the opinion that it doesn't, that he can't use it, there's no value for it, it's got to basically leave it to go off to spoil. No. If he could buy less, if he could buy more, if the money was cheaper, so he buys more than what he. Let's say that today he added 100 shekels. He buy more than it is and let's go off. The Tanya, right? Motar minchat nedava, motar mincha yirakev. Now you see that. The question is this a minchat nedava or is it a minchat chatat? Okay, well, whatever. But we know there's not the money. It could be. There is an opinion that you throw into Yabamelach. But I don't want to go into that, right? I'm saying there is an opinion that you can throw into Yom Melech. I think it's Rabbeinu Gershom. Then he says over here that you take the money and you throw it into Yom HaMelech. Look in your notes. There's no opinion like that anywhere that says you throw into Yom HaMelech.
Here's a note that references Yerushalmi and Shkolim.
Which says what? Yeah, okay, yeah, there's such a thing. There's something, okay, the money, the change will be thrown to Yom HaMelech. But they say you could either buy more and it could go off, or you could throw it into the Dead Sea. There's something like with Masi Shani. Right. Okay. So now he says like this, but the question is why? The question is why? Right? So he says like this, So he says, this is a bit of a complicated brighter here. Motar minchat dava, motar mincha yirakev. So my kamar, what's going on over here? It seems strange. I'm Rabchiz de hacha kamar. Motar minchat chote nedava. Motar asri taifa shel kohen gadol yirakev. Right? Or yirakev. Why? Because that is not a minchat chote. See that? That was what we learned about Yehoyada HaKohen, that cloud that we saw from Yehoyada HaKohen in Moed Katan. Right, that when does it become a part of the tzibur? Only if it was a minchat chatat. You see that? Look at Rashi. Avia minchat chote shoyel shem kuba hifrish nedava leshofarot. Aval motar lachmei. That's something else. Motar sita fashugan lo rat. There's no Rashi on that. Okay, there's no Rashi on that. But that would be the bara. I think that would be the machloket. It's not called them. It's not called a chatat. Rabba Amar, afilu motar asri taifa shel kohen gadol nami nedava. Right. So what is that brighter speaking about when it said motar mincha? Okay. He says ela motar lachmei toda. He says that's the motar lachmei toda. Look at Rashi. The lav chatat ikru. You see that? It's important that. So that's really the machloket over here. Okay. Is it called a chatat or not? Rashi says the lav chatat ikru. Not called a chatat. Unidvat yachid lo kavi benafshah b'bifne atzmo, right? And a korban yachid can't be born on his own. If shall akrivo, ele matzinu lechem kare b'bifne atzmo ve'im toda achert. If shall you can't come with another korban, shere ein toda kreiver below lachma. You're coming a korban toda without its lechem. V'achim mefarshim shkayim. Okay, So that is the opinion over there of Rabbi Oshia, that it is basically not called Chatat. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. Beplugta motar shitayfa shel kohen gadol. Right, so now we've got a machloket over here, really, between Rav Chisda and Rabba, right? Because what's going on over here? We've got Rav Chisda achika amar motar min chachol dava motar ashit haifa shel kohen gadol yirkav. And Rabbi says afilu motar ashit haifa shel kohen gadol nami nedava. Right, so we've got a machloket between Rabba and Rav Chisda, whether this is a nedava or it's a chatat, right? And the Gemara says the plukta motar ashit haifa shel kohen gadol. Is that a chatat or a chatat? Rabbi Yochanan amar nedava, Rabbi Lazar amar yirkav. Same machloket, right? The two of them have the same machloket, if it's a nedava or if not, right? So the Gemara brings a mate, brings a kashi like this. So now, remember, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a nedava. The Gemara brings a brighter kashi here. Meitivei, motar shkalim chulin. If we've got shkalim, if a person sets aside a shekel, right, what's the shkalim for? So Rashi says, "Avia motar shkalim, hichnis ma'ot merubim leshkalim v'shiklan v'nitotru mehin." So he has to bring the shekel, and he allocates too much, and he sets aside money to buy a shekel, and it becomes cheaper, and now he's got leftover money, right? It becomes chulin. Okay, it's important. It's chulin. But I'm saying is, but you let's say you're going to go buy a machzita shekel, and I don't know, you it's going to cost a couple of ma'ot,
okay.
And you put aside, and yesterday the exchange of a shekel for ma'ot were 10, and you put aside 10 ma'ot, you went to buy your machzita shekel, come to the money change, and it's actually now 9. So you've got that one ma'ah left. What do? You can put it in your pocket. But there's no issue here of nitotu. We never saw any. There were no shofarot here, which were for shkalim, right? Even though we did had one opinion, there was a shkalim, by the way. We did see shkalim. In the original 7, no, that was a kolabon, is different. Kolabon was if we brought two of us together, one shekel, instead of half a shekel, we paid in extra money. That's a kolabon.
Yeah.
But we never saw any kupa for shekel. So the writer says, shekel goes to chulin. But now this is our question. Umotar asirit ha'efa, right? That's what we're looking at, remember? The motar asirit ha'efa. Is it a chatat? If it's a chatat, so it goes to the kupa. If it's not a chatat, then it goes to your kav.
Oh.
Right? That's the question. Umotar kine zavin, v'kine zavot, v'kine yoldot, in your nest for a guy who's a zav, or a woman who's a zava, or a yoledet, a woman who gave birth, v'chatot v'ashamot, motrehen nedava. So in this bright, it seems to say what? The asrit haifa is what? Nedava. Why is it a nedava? Because it must be a chatat. With me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's the Gemara. So we're going to kasha here. So that Gemara's kasha over there, right, was on Rabbi Elazar and Rav Chisda, because Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan both said it's a nedava. So it's a machloket on Rav Chisda, a kasha Rav Chisda and Rabbi Elazar. They say that's not a nedava. So Gemara says, my love, motar asir taifa shekohen gadol. Isn't that when we said in the Brayta there, motar asir taifa, it's that motar asir taifa of the kohen gadol? And therefore, we sing of the approval of the Kohen Gadol's Motar Asir Taifa is actually a Nedava, and it goes into one of the Shofarot, and then it is like Shmuel and not like Rav Oshia, and it's a Kashi against, like we said, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Lazar. Are you with me? Are you following me? One second. Are you all following me?
Yeah.
Right? The Gemara says, Lo, it's not that. This is Motar Minchat Chote. Why is it Asir Taifa? It's the Minchat Chote. It's a different Mincha altogether. And therefore, it doesn't help us all this brighter. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mistabra, command Amar, Motar, Asir Taifa Shekohen Gadol Yirkav. He's on the contrary, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It makes more sense that it's Yirkav, which is not like Rabbi Yochanan, right? And not like Rabba, and more like Rabbi Oshia. The Tanya, we've got a brighter. Lo yasim alei shemen, v'litin alei levona, ki chatat hi. Right? You can't put shemen. And you don't do levona, it's a chat. Remember, the minchat chote is the driest. Remember, it's a minchat chareva, it's got nothing in it. It's a low value chatat, right? Now look at this. Am Rabbi Yehuda, he kruya chatat. So he said, lo yasim shemen, it says, detani, lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yiten aleha levona, ki chatat hi. What's this chatat he? Rabbi Yehuda says, kruy he kruya chatat, v'ein acheret kruya chatat. We see over here that only it is called a chatat, the minchat chote. Limed alasrit haifa shel kohen gadol she'ein kruya chatat. It's not called a chatat. V'teun levona, it is ta'un levona. U'mida'ein kruya chatat. If it's not called a chatat, according to that rule we learned, only a chatat is a nadava, goes to the tzibur. If it's not a chatat, then what? Motara yirkav. Okay, you got it? That's really the way the Gemara ends up over here. There's a long Rashi over here, but I think that if you knew the Gemara, it's pretty straightforward. Okay, Matniti, new Mishnah. So your Mishnah is like a shor, ze ola. So God makes a neder to bring a shor, that shor as an ola. Venistaev. Right, what do you mean venistaev? If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, four lines down in the wide lines of Rabbeinu Gershom, towards the end of the line, it says there, shor ze ola venistaev. Shehumam. Okay? See that Rabbi Gershom there? See it, Robert?
Yeah.
It says Shehumam. Right, it got a mum. Right, and as a result of it getting a mum, so you stick it out, listayev, right, to pasture. Right, or it might have been getting got a mum in the water was pasture, whatever the case was. So now, what happens now? You definitely can't bring that short. Got a mum. Humam. Got a mum. And you now can't bring it as a korban. Right? So the question now, what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Im ratza yavi bedamav shnayim. So if he wants, he can now take that money and he can bring two animals. Right? Because it's a big, it's a shor. And now maybe it's not worth a lot of money, so he can bring two smaller animals. Look at Rashi, yeah? Okay, well, two smaller shvarim. They're obviously going to be two smaller ones because the same money is going to buy him two. You're not going to buy two of the same for the half the amount of money, right? Look at Rashi. Im ratzai avi b'dama shnayim. V'af agav da have gadol. Ve'vi katan. Now, why is that a problem? Rebbe. Exactly. Right, Rabbi, right. Yavi shnayim. Now, on the other hand, if he says, shnei shvarim elu ola. The guy makes a neder and he says, these two are an ola. V'nista avu. And now they get a mum. Ratza yavi bedmen echad. He can bring one with their money, a bigger one. Verebi oser. See that? Verebi oser. So the question now is, the obvious question is, how come Rebbe didn't oser in the beginning, and his Rebbe and his oser over here, right? So you could say that originally he was meant to bring two, and now he's bringing one. The two were smaller ones, and the big one is a big one. Rebbe doesn't like a big one when you were meant to bring smaller ones. But if you're going to bring one big one and you're going to bring two smaller ones, so maybe he doesn't mind you bringing two smaller ones. Maybe. That might be an answer, right?
But
he applies to both of them. What? Rebbe says, I'll say to both of them. Rebbe says, I'll say only to the second one. It says, Shor ze olev nistay evim ratzay evim b'dam shnai. Shnei shrim alu elu olav nistavu ratzay evim b'dman echad v'rebbe yoseh. So the one answer is to say that Rebbe makes a difference. You want to say that Rebbe is answering on both of them.
Yeah.
But why? That's not a start. Why would Rebbe suddenly out of the blue answer on both of them?
He's got two statements and they're both awesome.
But, and then Ayel Ze Ola, look at the next statement. Ayel Ze Ola, Venistaev. Now the Ayel got a mum. You might say Avi Bedamav Keves. Or Keves Ze Ola, Venistaev. You might say Avi Bedamav Ayel. For Rebbe Yosef. So why did Rebbe only Yosir, why didn't we just wait till the end and say Rebbe Yosir on everything?
Two different animals.
I don't know, maybe. I'm just, you know. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, the Rebbe Yosir, so Rashi says here, Rebbe Yosir, lechatchila. Aval ime vi yatza, dechevan de amar ze, eino chaye bachayuto. There's a difference, remember, which we saw between a neder, remember when he said hare alai, or he said ze, remember that? When he said hare alai, so even if the animal dies, he's chayav to replace the animal. Why? Because he said hare alai, I'm responsible for bringing the animal. When he said ze, he said I'm bringing that animal dies, finished, end of story, nothing to do. So the same thing over here. Okay, if Steve's got a point, maybe Rebbe is going on everything, but then, and maybe like David points out, then we spoke about Shvarim, and then Rebbe spoke again when it came to Eilim and Kvasim. Okay, we'll see just now. Now, the Gemara. Gemara said that. V'ha amad reisha shor b'mane b'vishnayim b'mana lo yatsa. So the Gemara said, wait a second, we've got a bit of a problem over here, right? When we said the reisha, now the reisha over here is not the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah we just read, it's the Mishnah before that, right? If you look at the Mishnah before that, right, the Mishnah before that, on Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph. No, Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph, I think it is, no? Well, the Mishnah starts on Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph, it ends on Kuf Zayin, Amud Bet, right? So he says there, he says like this, V'hamad Reisha, Shor B'mana, Ve'vi Shnayim B'mane, Lo Yatza. In the previous Mishnah, we had there, where was it? Shor b'mani yaviv b'mani chutz b'nechasav. Where was that? Shor b'mana, where was it? Hare alai shor, where is it? Right at the end? Sure, here we are, right. It says like this, shor b'mana ve'vi shnayim b'mana lo yatza. Right, if he said, I'm going to bring one shor for a mana, and he brought two shor for the same mana, right, it was worth the same amount of money, we said there, lo yatza, and Rashi said, shorei kava shor echad b'mana. Why? Because he made one shor. So how come, says the Gemara, when we said there, shor b'mana bevishna lo yatza, and now suddenly over here, on our Mishnah down here, we're saying, shor ze olav v'nistayim, right, say, v'bedam av shnayim, you can bring two. Here we haven't got that problem anymore. So Gemara says, "Venistaev shor ze venistaev shani." It's different when it comes to nistaev, right? Look at Rashi there. Ze venistaev shani. The kevin amar ze akriv ola venistaev ze akriv ola venistaev azalei nadrei. Basically, he's no longer going to bring anything because he said ze. So he once he said ze and now it's going to boom. He's patur for good legamre, right? The ze lo matzli mikra val hatam da amar hare alai shor b'mani chayav ad shiavienu. They said hare alai. So there, when he said hare alai, the din's on him. What you did, he had it's really voluntary, because in actual fact, once that shor got a mum, he's patur legamre from his neder. So now whatever he brings is just a bonus, right? It's a bonus, right? Shnei shvarim elu olav v'nistavu. So now the next part of the Mishnah was two of them. He was meant to bring two shvarim. And they both got a mum, Ratzai Avi Beden Echad, Rebbe Ose. So it was like this, my time, this is a kashya on Rebbe, right? My time, why does Rebbe say Asur here? He says, Mishum de Havelei Gan Vevi Katan. Right, because why? Because the guy says he's going to bring a big one. Havelei Gan Vevi Katan. Look at Rashi there. Gan Vevi Katan, see the line of Rashi, the second line. Shebechol makom shnayim chashuvim me'echad. He says, why does Rebbe say that? He says, as a rule, two are more important than one. Va'afilu shnehem shavim. Even if it's the same money value. It's quite an interesting concept there, eh? That two is worth more than one, even if they both, if a two is equal to one in monetary value. Because there's more chashivut if you bring in two individual ones. Right.
That could explain why Rebbe didn't say himself.
Well, on the first one, shor ze olav zev imrat zev ibn av shnahim. Ah, very good. So he's saying, Rebbe's saying, it's an upgrade. Anyhow, he was patur because it was ze, yeah. And it was mut, and it was patur. And now he wants to bring two, so two is better than one. Okay. I say it's like my time. Mishum de haver galov af agav nistab ratzei avi ben mechad. My time mishum de haver galov evi katan. Okay. For af agav de nistaev, right? And the fact that it got nistaev. So it says, but nonetheless, v'afal gav denistaev lechatchila lo shari Rebbe, right? But nonetheless, even though it was mistaev, it was lechatchila. He says, they look at Rashi, the ikre meimar, right? Chalef le nadre, ubachrayut nami lo lechayev. His nadre is gone. He's got no achrayut. The amar elu, afilu hachila chilo shari. Nonetheless, Rebbe says, even so, I still prefer you to keep the original nadre. Right? No. V'liflog. So Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case. V'liflog nami bereisha. Here we are. Why did Rebbe argue on the reisha as well? See that? So it's clear from the Gemara that Rebbe wasn't staying. You see that, Steve? That he wasn't going on both. Right? Velifloog Nali Barasha. Why didn't Rebbe also argue on the Rasha on the very first one? So David gave an answer already, right? That maybe it was because maybe you're bringing two in place of one, and Rebbe didn't mind that. But the Gemara seems to imply that he does argue on both, like Steve wanted to say originally, right? Look here. Rebbe Akula Milta Palig. He says, no, Rebbe's arguing on everything. V'natar lehu l'rabanan, and he waited for Rabbanan to finish. Ad demaske milta, let's see what they had to say. V'hadar miflag elayu. And then he argued. So the actual fact, he argued on everything, but he just was patiently waiting till they said the first two things, and then he said it in one shot. And the Gemara says, Teida. Right? And here comes proof that Rebbe was arguing. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Teida, the Aresha, the Ned, Nadar, Katan, Vavi, Garol, Nami, Palik. Right? Right? We're even there. Right? V'oser. Right? Even if he was going to bring a small one and a big one, Diktani, Ayil, Ze, Ola, Venistaev. This Ayil was an Ola. Ratzai, Avim, Bidav, Keves. You can bring a sheep. Or Keves, if you keep the sheep, Venistaev, Ratzai, Avim, Bidav, Ayil. V'Rebi, Oser. Rebi, Oser. Right? So Shema Mina, look at Rashi Rebbe Yosef. Alma bekeves asar nami Rebbe lavi b'dam av ayil. Tave katan vevi gadol. See that? Even though it's small, you bring a big one. Dumi at a shore zev and istaev. Tolevi b'dam av shnayim. He doesn't like that you're bringing two. So Rebbe doesn't like the idea at all. Are you bringing more or less? You're going to bring what you're going to bring.
So why Rebbe doesn't he say that as an answer to the second one, which says, why did Rebbe Yosef? Because two is better than, because two is more choshev than one. That's not the right answer. He should have said. He has to bring what he said.
No, so the Gemara, that was the Gemara's Havamina, was that. Then the Gemara said, well, if that's the case, then why did Rebbe also argue on the first one? So the Gemara says, no, Rebbe does argue on the first one.
Okay.
Right? So now comes the question as follows. Now, outside the Mishnah, if you were bringing from one min, right, look at Rashi there, that you, shor ze ola, you made a net to bring a shor, and the shore god was a mahu shi'avi b'dav shnei elim. Maybe two ayalim he can bring, right? But he could, maybe that he can bring. So the Gemara says like this: Yibam ha'toshma bring a brighter shore zeh olav nistaev lo'avi b'dav ayil. But maybe b'dav shnei elim. But Rebbe Yosef, see that? Nonetheless, the brighter seems that you can. Chaim said no problem. You can't bring one ayil, but you can bring two ayalim. And there we know now because we see that two is greater than one. But Rebbe adain oser. What's Rebbe's reason here? The Gemara is the reason why Rebbe says Oser. Lefi she'ein bila. Rab, what's it mean, ein bila? Shma mina. There comes the answer. Look at the Gemara at Rashi, she'ein bila. Especially look at Rashi, the lo yavi b'dam av ayil. The katan hu yoter midai. Aval yavi b'dam av shnei eilim. Alme mi mina lemina shari. So that's the first part of the answer. The answer, as far as Chacham is concerned, you can bring from one min to the other min. Right? But why did Rebbe say that you can't bring? Rebbe had his own reason. Not because you can't bring another min, because of the problem with the bila. Bila means the mixing of the menachot. Look at Rashi there. V'sh'ein bila. She'tzarich lavi mahem shtei menachot. Because now you originally brought one animal. Now you're going to bring two animals in this place. Now each animal has to have its own korban mincha that comes with it. Right? V'shnei keilim. V'ein yachol arban b'kliacha. You can't mix them together. Hilchach lo michzei kiyahu denadro. You made an edit to bring one animal, and you mean bring one korban mincha. Now you're bringing two animals, two korban mincha. It looks like no longer the same nedir. No longer the same nedir. The ned nadar midi the ba'ab minichato b'kliacha. When you made an edit, you bring them, it comes in one kli. U'kamaiti, you're bringing two keilim. U'ksadarach t'chit ilav mishum menachot. And it appears, Avi says Rashi, if it wasn't because of the menachot, lo ichpatlan a korbanot. Mighty train. It wouldn't bother us the animal so much. Our big problem is with the mincha, right? Hoyil umikoach kama atu, because they come because of the first one. Aba menachot, there may be because the aba menachot, there may be mi beito, but ina dumye de nidro. See that? Seems to be outrageous, eh? That the mincha, the smallest part, the big animal we don't worry about. But the mincha you're going to bring from your house, that's going to be what your neder was. And that's Rebbe's problem. You're going to now suddenly bring different things. It doesn't look the same. And therefore, he doesn't like the idea. Gemara says, well, let's get Nihachi. Ma'ir a tray. Afiduchad nami. Why do we say it's only a case here of if you're bringing two? Even one. Dahab and Istad Rabbanan. Lo shani lehu ben gad lekatan. Look at Rashi, yeah? Treif ihachi demi min lemina shari, right? If it's okay to bring from one min to the other min, Then why did Chachamim say? Because look, we went back and said the Brita said Toshma Shoze Ola B'Nistav Lo Yavi B'Dav Ayil V'Mevi B'Dav Shnei Eilim. Rabbi Yosef Ishaim Bila. So the question is, that doesn't make any sense. If you can bring from one to the other, then why do we see Avi Chachamim only allow you to bring one that you can do when there are two? Why can't you even switch it when it's one? Right? Lo Shai Lebengal Lekatan. Because Chachamim don't worry about if it's big or small. Who's the one who's got a problem with big or small? Rebbe. So I don't understand. According to Chachamim, Rebbe, we understand. Imeli says no. But Chachamim, why do they care? Everyone says no. Trei Tanaye Valibad Rabbanan. It's a machloket Tanaim. There is a Tana, an opinion according to Rabbanan, that also this big and small like Rebbe is a problem. See that? Look at Rashi there. Trei Tanaye. The Ike de Sphere Le Dafudu de Ministaev Ash Rabbanan Begadu Vedi Katil Chatchila. Even there, there seems to be a daya in Chachamim, which is like Rebbe. And the one brighter, this brighter, is like Rebbe's opinion. And the other brighter, our Mishnah, is like a machloket Tanaim. Right now, the Gemara says, Rebbe Yosef Lefish and Bila. We're now discussing that brighter. What was Rebbe's reason? Rebbe says the whole reason why you can't bring it is because he doesn't care about the animal so much, but because of mixing up the mincha. The Gemara says, Taimed and Bila. Hayesh Bila Shari. So what are you telling me? That according to Rebbe, if you could have Bila, it would be Mutta, right? Agreed? Right? Works right. Go right, look at Rashi there. Hayesh Bila Shari. Leituye Mimin Lamina. In other words, Rebbe's only problem is that you can't do Bila. But in theory, if you could do Bila, then Rebbe would say no problem. Animal to animal, right? But how can that be? Vatnan. We've got a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ayil ze ola, v'nistaev, ratza yavi b'damav keves, or keves ola v'nistaev yavav v'am ayil, v'rebi oser. Now we're no longer Bila. It's one animal. So Rebbe should have a problem, right? So we're working the same answer. Look at this. Trei tanayev aliba de Rebbe. There's also a machloket Tanah with regards to Rebbe, that even in the brighter which we saw there, where Rebbe said the only problem is because of Ein Bila, there's another brighter, there's another opinion that Rebbe says, even if there is Bila, you can't do it. Even Bila's not the problem, it's just Bichlal, you can't do it. Right? Okay. So now the Gemara now carries on with the brighter. That brighter we brought that brighter, right? Where we said Toshma. Right, where was that brighter? We said there. Toshma shor ze olav ze levi b'davav ayil avala minu v'shna alim Rebbe Yosef v'shaim bila. Right, then the brighter carries on ube tahorim. I think Rashi says it's right. Rashi says yeah, sefer de brighter. See that Rashi there? It says sefer de brighter. It's the end of this brighter. Right, and look at Rashi quickly. The shor ze ole ola. This shor is an ola. V'nistaev. So then we said lo yavi b'damav ayil. You can't bring a damav ayil. But what happens ube tohorim? De lo nafal bein mum. What if you've got an animal you set aside now and it hasn't got a mum yet? Can you switch it or can't switch it? Right? He says, yeah, look at the brighter. Ube tohorim. Egil v'hevi par. Keves v'hevi ayil yatsa. You haven't got a problem. Stomach rabbanan. Because even though it's big or small, we don't mind over there, and therefore the appears you can bring.
Okay.
That's what we just learned out of the yeah, that's with Tohorim. Egil vehevi par v'yatsa. So lo yat lo en mum, you set aside an egil, you want to be, you bring no problem, you can bring it. Okay. Huh?
It's
not Shmura. No, because then Tmura is who Utmura told me, but they come. I mean, it's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Yeah, maybe you would say no problem. So it's Tmura, but you were Yotze with this Korban. You still got to bring the other one, but you Yotze in your Neder with this one. Hey, how does that sound? Huh? Because I mean, I agree with you. Tmura seems to be a good question over here.
Alright.
Okay. Well, we know what Rebbe would say. Rebbe would say that that it wouldn't work. That's why the Gemara says over here, and stomach rabbanan. That's why the Gemara says stomach rabbanan. It's not like Rebbe. Otherwise, Rebbe would definitely say no. Rebbe says that you've got to bring exactly what you've got to bring.
And
why?
Oh, אז יכול להיות שזה לא תמורה, זה משהו אחר. כי אם היה אומר תמורה, הם מביא ערל אחר.
Yeah, also a good answer. Okay, that's a question. Good question. Okay, now Ratzai Avid Medav of Shnayim. The word is Amar Benashe Bar Zvid Amar Rav. It's like a, we said over there. Ratzai, what was the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Shor Zeh Levi Stev. You Ratzai Avid Medav of Shnayim. Right. So Shor Zeh Ratzai Medav Yavi Shnayim. It says like this. Amar Benashe Amar Bar Zvid Amar Rav. Lo Shanu Ele De Amar Shor Zeh Ola. Right, אבל אמר שור זה עליי עולה, הוקפה. Too late. Right, if he said שור זה עליי עולה, because it's like if he's saying, הרי עליי שור זה. And then עליי is no longer on the animal itself, it's עליי. And if the animal gets a, is מסתעב, so the אחריות is for me. Look at Rashi, there הוקפה. אחריותו עליו, להביאו עולה, אחת ולא לשתי עולות. Yeah, it's going to the same, okay. Gemara says, wait a second, Vidilma alai lahavio kama. Maybe when he said, look at this, the Gemara gets a bit like intricate here. He says, maybe when he said there, right? We said, if he said, Amar shorze alai, we understood as if saying, hare alai. Gemara said, no, maybe he said, alai lahavio, hare ze va alai lahavio. It's still on the ze. No, it's still on the ze. Lahavio, lahavio, alai lahavio. Not alai, anything, alai lahavio. He says, you know what? The Gemara accepts it. He says, you're right. So let's correct now what Rav Menashe says. So Menashe says, Amar Menashe Bar Zvid Amar Rav. Lo shanu ele de amar shor ze ola. Inami amar shor ze alai ola. Aval amar shor ze vedamav alai ola hukba. Okay? A little bit difficult over here. No, if it says Shor Ze Vedamav Alai Ola Hukba, it says Shor Ze Vedamav Alai. In other words, Shor Ze or any value of the Shor. Right, that's okay.
Are we saying actually
Tomorrow,
isn't it? Because it's Nista'ev. So it was a mum. It's not really
Tomorrow, is it? Here there wasn't a mum. Here we're discussing the Tahorim. Egel behevi par, kivis behevi ayo. It's not tmum, it was tahorim. Okay, magnitin. Homer echad mi kivse hegdesh. Right, a new Mishnah. He says, echad mi kivse hegdesh. Now a person's got a lot of kvasim, he's got a big eder, a big, what do you call it? Like a flock. Right, and he says, echad mi kivsai. Echad mi kivsai hegdesh. Doesn't say which one. What am I kivsai hegdesh? Or he says, echad mi shorai hegdesh. What am I, my bulls is hegdesh. Now, how many has he got here? If he's got two, vayulo shnayim, so we assume hagadol shebahen hegdesh, the bigger one's hegdesh. If he's got three, so you say if he's got shlosha, so we say the beinoni shebahem hegdesh. We say the middle one's hegdesh, not the bigger one. If he says perashti, I know that I said one of them, right? Ve'eni yodeya ma sheperashti. I'm not sure which it was. Or sheamar li abba. Oh, look at this. My father said to me, Rashi says here, the first very wide lines of Rashi. Osha amar li abba, b'sha'at mitato. Right? At the time of on his deathbed, he said, echad mishvarai, he frashed, I set aside one of my shvarai, any yodema, I'm not sure which one he said to me, or the father, not sure. Hagadol shebayin hegdesh. So in that case, the big one is hegdesh. Look at Rashi. Demistoma mutav shebayin hegdesh. To be assuming that he dedicated the best one, תכתיב מבחר נבחר נדריכם. כתבה זה נבחר נדריכם, you give from the best. Okay. What's like this? What says, Alma, we learn from, what do we see from here? That the person are אחד מכבשי הקדש, and we assume it's the biggest one, Alma, מקדיש בעין יפה, מקדיש, it's a clown. When you מקדיש, we see you מקדיש בעין יפה. And therefore, you've got to be generous. Come on, say, well, see, that's the case. If it's so straightforward that we've got to be generous, aim a safer. The next part of the Mishnah said, remember, if we had three, then we said, Beinoni Shevahen Hegdesh. Rather big one. So, Alma, what's the word from that? Magdish Bain Ra Magdish. I don't know why it calls it Ra. It's not Ra, but it's Beinoni, right? But still, in other words, Beyachas to Ein Tova, it's Ein Ra. Right? So, Alma Shmuel, Shmuel said, no. You misunderstood the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, if you've got three, so the Beinoni is Hegdesh, he said, Choshashin Afle Beinoni. In other words, the big one and the middle one become Hekdesh. Not just the middle one. If you said Echad mishvarai, and you've got three, the big one and the middle one are hekdesh. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Af lebeinoni. Choshan lebeinoni, dechivan da'amar echad ben hekdesh, one of them, so lo yadana, ahi minayu chal hekdesh. I don't know which one it fell, which is hekdesh. I gadol, I abeinoni, the big one or the middle one. Dehave ayin yafa legabe kata, because the middle one is an ayin yafa, is a generous one with regard to the small one. Hilchach atarvai hu chayil, Rashi, it falls on both. Umihu, however, lo karev le mizbeach el echad, you're only going to bring one of them to mizbeach, because you only dedicated one, right? They're both kodshin because of a safek, right? Aval heched amar, the only one of them. Aval heched amar peirashti leiked isfuke de vaday gadol pirpi. When he said, there's a difference here, Rashi's telling us, where he says echad of mashvarim, but where he says peirashti, I allocated one of them, but I'm not sure which. Then only one of them is kadosh, because we only made it one, right? So now the Gemara says as follows. Okay, so now we've seen here that Shmuel says, right, afle bani de gabe katan ayafu. So it goes, hechi avid. So what do I do now? I've got two. I can only bring one of them. Right, look at Rashi. Hechi avid. The mishtare leichar binak. One is left out. What do I do? So I'm Rabbi Barav, mamtin lo ad sheyumam umachile ligdushtei begado. So it says, you wait till it gets a mum. Right, look at Rashi. Umachile ligdushtei begado. And then you dedicate the kedusha onto the big one. How does that work? Look at Rashi. The miman of shach. However you look at it, we don't care, right? E abeinoni chal v'lav agadol. If really the intention was that the middle one is the kochin and not the big one, so rezeni staev v'chilu begadol. So it's got a mum, and now I've transferred the kedusha of the middle one onto the big one. V'e agadol chal mikar. If anyhow the gadol was the one from the outset, which was meant to be the one with kedusha, so nimtza beinoni chulin mikar. Means the beinoni was chulin mikar, never made a difference. And now the gadol, I made the gadol kadosh, was like it was the beginning. It works out perfectly that it works, right? So that is how it contrived to work. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, he says like this. This concept of the beinoni. He says lo shanu. Look at Rashi. The choshin about it. We aren't worried about the beinoni. When are we worried about it? Ele de amar echad mishvarai hekdesh. If he said one of, aval amar shor b'shvarai hekdesh. He said a shor in my herd is hekdesh. Hagalush ben hekdesh. Then it's definitely the big one. Why? Torah b'torai kamar. If he's saying the Torah of the Torah, the big boss, right? Look at Rashi here. Torah de Torah shor hachashuv b'shvarai. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Andy, that's not right. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chia mishmei de ula. Didn't we see that they said, "Homi lechaveru of business to his friend, buy it beveiti ani mochelecha. I'm sending you a house of one of my houses, right? Buy it beveiti. I'm sending you, right? That's a Gemara. I don't know. Let's carry on. We get it later. He says, "There's no mishra. Amara, where's that Gemara? Nadarim. He says there, right? Amara huna. Amara chia. Bishrei ula. Homi lechaveru. Buy it beveiti ani mochelecha. One of my houses. I'm sending you." Mareu Aliyah. He can bring him, look at Rashi, Shemareu Aliyato. He can bring him to his house in the attic. Right? Vomei lo zomachart lach, what I sold you. Now, we understand a second when a person says, shor, in my herd, he means Torah de Torahi. So why doesn't buy it beveti also mean my best house? Right? Look at Rashi. Kisakadatach, Aliyah mamash kamar. The garia dirte, Michel buy it. I'm a beveti love. Hachashuv beveti kamar is not the most important. Vuadin, the third word right, same idea. If the house in my house not the best house, then why should the ox in my oxen be the best, or the best bull, be the best bull? Question clear, right?
Yeah.
Well, so he says, no. Love mishum de garia. He says, not because of what you know. We're not talking about, on the contrary. He says, lo, me'ula shebeveitim. When the writer said over there that aliyah mar elo, it's not the aliyah of the attic, it's ma'ulesh v'batim you show him. It's the best of the houses. And therefore it is one of it.